Welcome into an episode of Light the Lamp. I'm Alexis Downey. Recently, the Anaheim Ducks announced a two-year contract with Drew Helison, and we're joined now by Drew himself, who is back home in Minnesota. Drew, first off, congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
So what did the process look like of getting that contract done? And I guess, what are the emotions that have come with that?
Yeah, I mean, it went well. It was really the first time I've kind of gone through that. So I didn't really know what to expect. You know, I was talking to Jackson a little bit. He's dealt with it. So it was nice having him to kind of bounce things off of. But yeah, it wasn't too difficult. And on the emotion side, just really excited. I think we got a really good group of guys, and I'm starting to get really excited to get back out there and get going.
How was it getting to share the news with your family and friends?
That part was probably my favorite part. Cause you know, during it, they're asking like how it's going and stuff. And like, you want to just tell them it's done, you know, but obviously you got to wait and figure all the stuff out. But when you do finally get to tell them that it's all done and kind of get to see their reactions, and sometimes I think they're more excited than you are. Just because they've been through it all with you. And so, yeah, it's pretty cool to see their reactions to it.
You've shared previously what a special relationship you have with your grandfather. How did he find out the news? Did you get to call him, or how did you share it?
Yeah, I was actually bummed. I had a buddy's bachelor trip, so I ended up missing our like annual fishing trip. So he was up there and very bad service. So he could hear me, but I couldn't really hear him. So I just kind of told him like everything about it and told him it was done. And he kept cutting in and out, but he heard it, which was cool. And then when he did get back was when we kind of got to catch up and I got to talk to him a little more about it. But that was really cool.
Maybe get out and go fishing to celebrate with him since you missed the trip.
Yeah, we took him. We went out. I think it was 2 weekends ago together. That was the first time we were able to get out this summer, just with how busy it's been. But yeah, I wish it could be a lot more, but he's been busy and I've been busy.
Mm-hmm. Let's talk a little bit more about your time with the Anaheim Ducks organization. I mean, getting to the org back in 2022 via a trade from Colorado. So you have the draft by Colorado, but then all of your firsts in professional hockey have been in this organization. What has it been like to grow through it, starting in San Diego, you know, making your debut, and then to now this past season where you played a larger number of games than you have before?
Yeah, I kind of like grew up through it all. And you know, there's some ups and downs, which I think a lot of people go through in their career. But going through that, you learn a lot and kind of learn the player that you're going to be at the next level. And then when you do get your shot, you got to take advantage of it and try to prove yourself, because you're not going to get that many. And so just to be able to be up this year and be around the team and play well was a really good experience for me. I had a lot of fun doing it. And our team is a blast to be around too at the rink. And so, like I said earlier, I'm really excited to be back there. And it's an organization I'm really happy to be a part of.
You talk about some of those things that you've learned. What are they, as you've had some time to reflect?
Yeah, I mean, when you come from college or major, junior, wherever it might be, I think a lot of guys are some of the best players on their team. And you're able to get away with things that at the next level you're probably not going to be able to do. And I think just kind of learning through mistakes and trying not to make those same ones over and over again, and just growing up as you do it and learning from the older guys. And like I said, our group of veterans are really great, and they've helped a lot with us young guys. So it's been awesome.
It's obviously been no secret that Jackson's been a huge part of that transition for you and how much he's been able to help you. What was it like getting to share the news with him, getting your two-year contract?
Well, like I said, he was kind of a part of the negotiation. Like, mm-hmm. him and I were talking about it. So he was in the loop more than most people were. Mm-hmm. so he kind of knew when it was coming down to the end. Like we kind of had it basically settled, just not completely confirmed yet. And so he was kind of already aware, but he was really excited for me, and as I was for him when he did last year, and I will be for him whenever he signs his next one. So
looking forward to spending more time with him once again this season. And, you know, it's you're coming back and definitely more comfortable this year, I'm sure, after, you know, getting all that experience last season.
Yeah. I mean, I don't think you ever want to get too comfortable, but it's nice to be, you know, a little more confident and know what you're getting yourself into a little more. You know, you've been through the grind of a season and kind of know what to expect a little bit more than I have in the past. So just really excited to get out to camp and meet some of the new guys on the team and get to know Coach Quenville a little more. And I think it's going to be an exciting time for us.
Before we talk about what's to come, I want to touch on one last thing from last season. You ended the year leading all rookie defensemen in plus minus. You were second in points. What do you feel like you were able to grow in your game the most?
Yeah, I think the big thing for me is I just wanted to be reliable and someone who could be out there in certain situations. And I think I tried to just mold myself into a player like that. Not try to be too flashy or anything or do too much. Just kind of, and we have some really good defensemen back there already that can move the puck, like in Jackson and Minty and Zelly, and these guys are so gifted offensively. So I think more of my role is just try to be steady Eddie back there and kind of give them the puck and let them do the offensive stuff.
When you look ahead to this season, you already touched on it. New head coach, Joel Quenville. What are you looking forward to about getting to learn from him and the rest of that coaching staff?
Yeah, I'm really excited to get out there and get to know him a little better. I mean, obviously, Coach Quenville's track record speaks for itself. One of the most winning coaches in NHL history, and all the cups and all the experience he's had with all of those great players. And I know all of us are excited to get out there and go to work with them. So it's an exciting time.
How did you find out the news of Coach Q being hired?
Well, we knew it was down to a few finalists, but I think it came out in our group chat, I think, before it was like officially announced. I think that's how I found out. So, and then talked to Coach on the phone a little bit, so I've talked to him a little bit, so that's been nice. And like I said, excited to get out there.
Have you been able to stay in touch with the guys much this off season, as you just mentioned, you know, a group chat and all that?
Yeah. We got the group chat going all the time. And I know a lot of guys are busy with kids and families and stuff, but yeah, we keep in touch pretty good.
As far as your summer, how's it been? You know, what's your training been looking like, and, you know, how are you enjoying back home?
Summer's been great. It's been pretty hot back here in Minnesota this summer, or hotter than I can remember, at least. But I've done lots of fishing, lots of hanging out with family, friends, a little bit of golfing here and there. I'm starting to get to that age where all my buddies are getting married, so I've had a couple bachelor trips, and the weddings are coming up here soon. So that's an exciting time too. But yeah, I'm in a fishing tournament this weekend up on a lake in northern Minnesota. So I'm excited. I'm a little nervous and excited about that. So we'll see how that goes. But so it's been a pretty normal summer for me, I guess, besides maybe the weddings and bachelor parties and stuff. But other than that, it's kind of done everything I usually do.
Have you been in a fishing tournament before? Is that something that you're, I guess, I don't want to say used to, but you've have experience with?
Honestly, no. Okay. Not really. I usually just fish for fun.
Yeah.
So I'll see how kind of this pressure situation goes, but it's a muskie tournament. I don't know if you know what that a muskie is.
I do. But you can explain it for our listeners. So
yeah. It's the fish of 10,000 casts. They're super hard to catch. That's what they call them. And I'm going to this lake. It's called Lake Vermilion. It's supposed to be pretty good for him. I fished it a couple times in my life, but not anywhere near like most lakes around here. So that'll be another challenge on top of muskies already being really challenging, but I'm excited for it because I don't know. I like to chase and I love to fish and be on the boat. And so I'm excited.
Well, good luck. Hopefully we'll hear about it. Maybe you'll come away a winner.
Yeah. Awesome. Yeah, we'll see.
A few more questions for you, Drew. The addition of Ryan Paling this offseason, I know he does live close to you in Minnesota.
Yeah, yep. He's a little bit older than me, but his family is from pretty close to me here. Yeah. And I knew a couple guys on the Flyers that played with them, and they have all said he's a great guy. So I don't know him that well, but I'm excited to get out there and have another Minnesota guy.
That's what I was thinking. Another Minnesotan in the roster for you.
Exactly. Yeah. Me and Jackson are pretty excited about that.
Awesome. Well, one last one for you. What are you most looking forward to about this upcoming season?
Yeah, I think just getting the guys back together and taking another step forward. I think as a group, we grew a lot. I know we have a young team, and I think throughout the season, we showed a lot of progress and, you know, kind of what we can be. And so I think just being out there and just taking that next step and, you know, start to compete for playoff spots and then, you know, eventually for cups.
A lot of exciting times ahead. Well, Drew, enjoy the rest of your summer. We'll be seeing you soon. And like I said, good luck in your fishing tournament.
Yeah, thank you very much. I appreciate it.
This is an Anaheim Ducks original production on DuckStream.